For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I guess the Buffalo Infringement Festival is coming to an end. Lots of activities.
Yeah, I caught up with Too Big to Fail, the Michael Fennelly play, which was lots of fun, sort of a riff on socioeconomic, politico discontents, and that was entertaining over a subversive theater. And I will have gotten over to the plays in the cars. Infringement, some years they have a lot of theater, some years there's very little. This year there was quite a bit to see, in fact.
And we both went out of town. You went a little farther than I did, over to Chicago?
Well, of course I did. I wanted to see War Paint. The team that wrote Grey Gardens has done a musical about the rivalry between the cosmetic titans, Helena Rubinstein and Elizabeth Arden, and they are played by Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole. So this is not to be missed. It will be coming into Broadway, of course, but I can't wait, and I needed to go and see it at the Goodman Theater and to see how they're approaching this material. They didn't anticipate television, Revlon, teenagers wearing makeup, and did not change with the times, and lost a lot of what they had pioneered. I think it's difficult for, well, I think women of a certain age will remember when those names loomed large in fashion. A terrific score. It looks brilliant. You know, costumes by Catherine Zuber. It's a handsome production. And of course, a great part of the pleasure of the piece is that Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole are divine and just marvelous at this kind of humor and sing it gloriously. The challenge, of course, is these two women never met or met once, and so you've got this structure where Patti gets her digs in, and then comparable scene, Christine has to get it, you know, it goes for Rubinstein Arden, and it's difficult for it to get momentum and a bit of repetition. But these are very, very talented people, and that's what Chicago is for a pre-Broadway tryout. You look at the material, you see what's working, you see where you need greater suspense, greater momentum.
Well, I went over the bridge and up to the Shaw to see Sweeney Todd, the Sondheim musical. And as always with the Shaw, the set is just absolutely super. And the acting is too. I would say Sweeney, maybe not the greatest actor, singer, missed a couple of the higher notes, but God, everyone else was just in character and nailed it. My only problem was the judge. His voice reminded me so much of Brian Stokes Mitchell, and you can't kill Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Oh, you can.
Well, maybe you can.
All that arrogance.
I don't want to imply that it is that actor at the Shaw, but the quality of acting and singing is right up there.
I remember that as a new musical, Angela Lansbury, Len Carreyrou. I saw a performance where Marge Redmond on Broadway, do you remember her?
No.
She was in the Flying Nun TV show she was remembered for, but also The Sound of Music, and I saw her do it, and I met Len Carreyrou in California one time and told him I had seen him do it with Marge Redmond, and he said she only did one performance.
Really?
And I saw it.
And you were there.
I love the musical. You've got to have rather a dark sense of humor to enjoy Sweeney Todd. Very British in its sensibilities.
Sweeney Todd at the Shaw. I wanted to talk to you about opening nights, though. Anthony, I went to the Shaw on the opening night, and I don't know. Opening nights are just so full of the audience is it's almost like a claque. Every joke is just hilarious. Every song is like over the moon. For some reason, I find that off-putting. I wish the audience had calmed down just a little.
Well, I will tell my own theater students that nobody goes to the theater to hear you overacting from your seat in the audience. Please do not make such efforts to draw attention to yourself. Let the performance happen. And at opening nights, you can get a lot of well-intentioned friends and professionals who can just about undermine the performance by overreacting and being a bit too devoted.
That's exactly what I experienced.
Yeah, soft-putting.
And I got to It's Only a Play, which is up through August 14th at the Alleyway, but only Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 7. And you, Mr. Chase, you certainly delivered on your lines, as did everyone else. And there are a lot of lines. This is a really funny play with a lot of gags.
It's a very funny play, a lot of gags, yes. And we're having to work on it constantly. We're giving each other notes constantly in order to keep it fresh and precise. It doesn't work unless you do it precisely as Terrence McNally wrote it, which we do. The comedy is so exacting. One door slams and the next person comes in and you're off to a whole new adventure. That's what it's like to do It's Only a Play.
One of the best running gags throughout the entire play is this little bowl that is actually dog food, but everyone who comes in thinks it's treats. What actually is in that little bowl?
The prop food?
Yes.
I would love to tell you it's Purina dog chow, because it's such a funny bit, but we'll tell the WBFO listeners they are Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
Made in Buffalo.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.